family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. With them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with Lou Jobs? Lou Jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind.
Fuck me.
Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly.
Yeah.
It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, August 19th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, cutting out the eyeballs of your enemies, plus cockbites and chit flingers. All of this, plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesdays coming up in just a second. But first, guess who has returned? Ah, folks, Fat Man here. That's right. The Fat Man is back. He's been posting tons of videos on his YouTube account. He's come out of retirement again. Like the seventh time in a month. And I said I wasn't going to talk about him unless he started posting actual videos other than saying he's coming out of retirement and then going back into retirement. And he has. He's eating shit. He's on location at McDonald's in some of his videos. Here is the Ultimate Fat Shakedown 2008, for instance.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And right now, I am going to perform the Ultimate Fashion Up 2008 number 2, which should be a little bit bigger quality than the previous Fat Shake Up, folks, because, I don't know, the Fat Shake Ups are a classic. Here we go. Let's go, baby! See it jiggle! Yes. Oh my god, this is good quality, folks!
It is very vivid. The Fat Man got a new camera. He's not using just a webcam anymore. And as a matter of fact, Sideshow Freaks got an exclusive video of Fat Man bathing in the bathtub. Now, he posted one on YouTube, but then he created a separate one, and he wasn't able to post it on there because it's in high definition. So if you want to see Fat Man in crystal clear video, washing his fat tits, sign up for the Sideshow.
The Fashion Up 2008 to the High Quality Edition.
His tits are bigger than ever.
Let go.
I love how whenever he retires, he says, hey, folks, I'm retiring to take care of Fat Man because Fat Man's important and I should be taking care of myself, blah, 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 blah. And then when he comes back, he's fatter than ever.
Yeah!
He actually gets stuck in the tub at one point.
Let's go, baby!
Alright, you get the idea. Okay, you get the idea of the fat.
Let's go!
I'm out of breath.
Baby! Oh, I'm getting tired.
Yeah. Alright. That's the Fat Man Shake-Up, or Shakedown, whatever you want to call it. What a slob. Now for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a bit where I simply read you a piece of erotic fiction. This being Distorted View, naturally the stories are intended to creep you the fuck out. Today we've got a piece of fan fiction from fanfic.net, I believe is the website. So these are real pieces of fiction written by fans who want to explore some of the other sides of movie characters or television characters that you don't normally see. The sex side, basically. And most of the television shows that the fans write about have been canceled for ages. And it makes you wonder what type of freak is obsessing, you know, over Blossom Russo. You know, like, oh my god, I need to see Blossom in some lesbian porn. You know, something like that. Today's Sextastic Tuesday comes from an 80s classic. Thank you for being oh, free. No. All that granny porn yesterday. Got into my head. That's right. Golden Girls porn today on Distorted View Daily. Although before we get into it, I found a YouTube video of a guy, obviously gay, who is mourning the loss of Estelle Getty. Now, you know, at first I thought it was just like a joke, you know, like, oh my god, Estelle Getty, we lost such a, you know, great comedic mind. No, no, there is tears, you can see the tears welling up in his eyes and streaming down his face. It's fantastic.
If you ever saw the show The Golden Girls, you know Sophia as, like, the funniest character. She passed away this morning, July 22nd at 5 a.m., so I've heard.
Careless fairy.
I always knew she was, like, a sickly woman. I just didn't know how sick she was. That's, like, my favorite show, and now that she's gone, like, I know they canceled it and everything, but...
Careless fairy.
It's just really sad because she was, like, the funniest character on that show.
Careless fairy. Careless fairy.
Like, every day I watched it on Lifetime at 4 o'clock, I gotta put it on. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying so much, but I just wish I got to meet her because she's so funny.
Careless fairy.
Like, I love her and Dorothy and Rose and Blanche. But Sophia was always my favorite. Sophia Estelle Getty, which is her real name, this video is for you and your memory. You'll always be in my heart as one of the funniest people I've ever got to see on TV. And thank you for being a friend. Rest in peace.
Oh, man.
In my heart.
Careless fairy.
Why the hell isn't that a viral video? I'm gonna have to help that one along. I mean, come on, some fruit crying over Estelle Getty. Tears rolling down his face. All right, so Golden Girl Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I gotta tell you, this is one of those stories that is poorly, poorly written. All right, here we go. Rose comes in from the kitchen door with a chocolate cheesecake in her arms. She went to the counter and put it down. She opened the I think the author meant to say refrigerator, although it's spelled R-E-F-E-S-I-T-E-R. Refizzitor. And put the cheesecake in it to cool off for later. She turned around and left the kitchen. Oh my god! Blanche! Right here in the living room where anyone can walk in! Rose said, shocked, as she witnessed Blanche laying spread eagle on the couch with a vibrator between her legs. Vibrator was two words, by the way. Vibe and raider. Oh my god, 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 Blanche screamed with ecstasy. Sweat rolled down her naked body as she had termites orgasms. What the hell is a termite orgasm? Me next, Rose said as she began to undress. What? How? Why is Rose so quickly on board with this? She was just screaming a second ago that she was shocked to see Blanche in this position. Now she wants the vibrator in her own pussy. Blanche fistened with one more, oh my god. She pulled the vibrator from her body. Here, Rose, your turn, she whispered. She handed the vibrator to Rose and laid back to fisten the aftermath. You know, I'm an idiot, and I keep seeing the word fisten, and I'm like, maybe it's a word, you know, maybe it's a fancy word I've never heard of before, but Merriam-Webster does not have a listing for fisten. Take some fucking pride in your work and do a spell check. It takes just a second. All right, Rose sits naked in the chair that faces against the kitchen. She puts the vibrator between her legs and turn it on full blast. Soon, Rose started to sweat as much as Blanche, and she started to scream, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god!" Why is that the only thing these girls can say when there's a vibrator in their pussy? Blanche started touching herself as Rose got intense with the liberator. I think they meant to say vibrator. Now, liberator is all one word. Maybe liberator is a brand of vibrator. It's a, you know, trademarked name or something. She struck her ring finger in her vagina and started moving it in and out and upwards and backwards until she too screamed, "Oh my god, oh my god!" The front door opened and Dorothy and Sophia walked in. They stopped in shock. They cannot believe what they are witness. Both Rose and Blanche are naked and masturbating, screaming, "Oh my god, oh my god!" "Oh my god is right," Sophia said loudly. Blanche and Rose suddenly noticed Dorothy and Sophia at the opened front door. "Shut the damn door, will you? We don't want the whole neighborhood to see," Blanche said as she removed her finger from inside herself. Rose turned off the liberator and removed it from herself. "Dorothy, Sophia, we can explain. Honest," she said as she placed the liberator down on the floor. She got up and picked up her clothes and started to get dressed. Blanche did the same. "My God!" Actually, they spelled it Blance. Blance did the same. "My God, you guys won't, oppose..." I think they meant to write, suppose. "My God, you guys weren't opposed to see that. Shit, I thought I was alone." But in came Rose, and she wanted to use the liberator herself. Shit, I love how vibrator has went from being spelled wrong in two separate words to now being the liberator. He just refuses to change it back. This is one of those stories where I'm going to have to provide a link on the show notes because I feel like you guys don't believe me that I didn't write this, right? This is totally a piece of real fan fiction. All right, Sophia walked toward the kitchen. "Well, anyone care for cheesecake? I know I could use some." Dorothy followed her mother in Rose and Blance. I love once he makes a spelling error once, he sticks with it. Like, now her name is Blance. Yes, Rose and Blance followed them after they were again dressed. Rose still had the vibrator. Oh, we're back to calling it a vibrator now. In her hands, and as she sat down in her usual spot at the kitchen table, she turned it back on and had pure exactly... maybe ecstasy, pure exactly at the vibration that was shooting through her arms. What? She brought her free hand down to her skirt and pulled it up, and then she brought the vibrator down to her clit and shoved it inside her deep. She sat down... oh, it's poetic. She sat back down and moaned as she felt the vibration. Yes. I think they meant vibration, but again, it's two words, vibe and ration. Vibration. Deep within her. "Charlie, I'm coming for you, baby! Charlie!" Now, you know, I mean, this guy is obviously a fan because, you know, he knows the name of her dead husband. "Charlie!" she screamed as a huge orgasm hit her. Probably huge. While Rose was getting off again, Blance had slipped her fingers back down and underneath her dress, and she masturbated right alongside Rose, but with the scream, it was, "George!" "Oh shit, there they go again," Sophia moaned, but instead of walking out of the kitchen, she felt the need herself. So she yanked her underwear and stockings off and shoved four fingers into her cunt and began to masturbate fast and faster, until she finally came with Sal! Max! She pictured both her husbands screwing her at the same time. I didn't even know she had a second husband named Max. Dorothy sat and watched as her two best friends and mother got herself off. Rose turned the vibrate off and pulled it out of her and laid the wet cum-covered item on the table, and she grinned and said, "Cheesecake, anyone?" "Oh yeah, after great sex like that, I always like to eat cheesecake," Blance grinned back at Rose. "You know, Rose, I was thinking perhaps you and I should, you know, get together and have, you know," she winked. "Cheesecake first, then sex," Rose leaned forward and brought her lips to Blance, and she slipped her tongue into Blance's mouth. Blance pulled Rose more closer to her as she explored Rose's mouth with her tongue. Now, this is gross even for me, Sophia said to Dorothy. I'll get the cheesecake, Ma. Dorothy sighed and stood up and walked to the refister and saw the chocolate cheesecake. Maybe that's another sex toy, the refister. Obviously, they mean refrigerator. She saw the chocolate cheesecake Rose put in earlier. Hey, you two lesbians, break it apart. It's time to eat, Sophia said to Rose. Always with the acid tongue, Sophia. Sophia said to Rose and Blance, who were still passionately kissing, Damn, you are good, Blance moaned as she broke the kiss with Rose. I can't wait to have you all to myself. I can't wait to discover that beautiful body that you showed me in the living room. I can't fucking wait until I discover your many ways of getting men off. Now you can get me off, Rose grinned back at Blance. You'll be amazed, my dear, simply amazed. You may never want to get dressed again, Blance licked her lips where Rose's lips were. Rose sat back and felt the need for Blance grow every second. The end. Ba 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 There you go. That's your shittiest Sextastic Tuesday for August 19th, 2008. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, want to mention the Distorted View member site, superfreaksideshow.com. If you're not a member, you should sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. superfreaksideshow.com. Yesterday we did an extended show. Today we're doing a bonus episode. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. So for non-paying members, the next time we'll see you will be on Thursday. If you don't want to miss a thing, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today, this one comes from Australia. A man punched his girlfriend in the face when she refused his invitation to have sex by biting his genitals. Well, yeah, I'd fucking punch the cunt too. He could have just said no thank you. To bite his cockhead. Although, if you think about it a little more, why was his cock already out and placed near her lips before he even asked if she wanted to have sex? Wesley Lawrence Creek, 28, yesterday pleaded guilty in court to 4 assault charges and 3 breaches of domestic violence orders. Oh, there's a track record there. Defense solicitor David Anderson told the court that when Creek struck Makara Sean in the head on February 8th, she had just declined his invitation to have sex by biting his cock. She declined not speaking to him, but by biting him in the genitals. That does send a pretty clear indication that you don't want to have sex with someone. He was in considerable pain. So yeah, I mean, if you're in considerable pain, some girl bit your cock off, I'd punch her too. Police prosecutor Brad Hafner told the court Creek punched Ms. Jean 20 a number of times in the face. Sergeant Hafner also told the court that on January 9th of this year, Creek punched and kicked Ms. Sean in the face and ribs. All right, what does this tell you? 1, this guy is an asshole. 2, Ms. Sean is a borderline retard. Why else would you continue to hang around someone who beats the shit out of you? I don't even think they're living together, like, dating. You know that whole, like, he punches me because that's the only way he can show affection. Just put up with it. He'll get better. You know that whole, like, Lifetime movie scenario. I don't think that is even a factor here. On February 1st, he admitted kicking her in the mouth as she sat drinking. Creek also admitted to slapping his aunt, Penelope Winkle. Greatest name ever. Penelope Winkle. Twice in the mouth on Main Street on February 1st. Magistrate Thomas Bray sentenced Creek, who already served 187 days in prison, to 3 months imprisonment and 2 years probation. I love that this girl was minding her own business, just sitting down drinking, and he punches her in the face. Did I tell you you could take a sip? You don't need to be retaining any more water. All right, second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Can't talk today. For our most fucked up state. All right, Jacksonville police are trying to find a man who they said attacked a disc jockey after an altercation at a bar and then cut the man's eyes out. You may say that's kind of extreme. However, the DJ deserved it. Ho-ho, it's Mark the Shark checking in on Z93.3 with your Leona Lewis Workday Promise. You'll hear Bleeding Love at least 7 times this hour, every hour, making your 9 to 5 practically unbearable. It's Z93.3 coming up right now. I'll give you 3 guesses. That's right, it's Leona Lewis Bleeding Love. Closed off from love, I didn't. Too much. Enough with that song already. Investigators said the DJ was attacked in the early morning hours of July 5th. Police found the man in the neighborhood because someone driving by saw him lying in the street. They said right away they realized something was very wrong with the man's eyes. Yeah, they were missing. Quote, it's heartbreaking to think something like that would happen here, said one of the DJ's co-workers. According to the police report, the DJ had life-threatening injuries and both of his eyes were protruding from his face. Friends of the victim said the man who loved playing music in the bar now has to rely on his hearing because the attack left him blind. Quote, I cannot imagine what would drive somebody to do that. Police have been looking for 30-year-old Foster Leon, who was accused of aggravated battery in the attack. Friends said the DJ moved out of the state after the attack, but before he left, they said he stopped by the bar to say goodbye. Very strong, very determined. I don't know what I'd do in his position. I'm very proud of him. I can tell you that I'm proud of him, said Kerr K., one of his co-workers. The story left out the most important part. Why was there a fight? And I could have used some more graphic details about his fucked up protruding eyes. That would have been nice. Final story we have for you today comes from Ontario, Canada. An 18-year-old woman is facing charges after she allegedly stripped naked on the highway, ran into a cow pasture, and threw mud and feces at police officers. Just a typical Thursday in Ontario, Canada. The alleged incident occurred after police responded to a car crash. On Sunday, an officer tried to help an injured woman who exited the car, but police say she began acting irrationally. Police say the woman smeared blood on the officer and then burned herself when she mounted a motorcycle belonging to someone who also stopped to help. The woman then allegedly took off her clothes. Well, yeah, she was hot from all that burning. The woman then allegedly took off her clothes and shoes and ran into a nearby cow pasture where she spit at pursuing officers and flung mud and feces at them before being restrained. One officer suffered minor scratches and abrasions, not to mention shit being smeared all over his face. An investigation showed the woman's vehicle had been involved in 2 separate fail-to-remain collisions earlier that day. The suspect was taken into custody and transported to Grey Bruce Regional Health Center for assessment. Verdict, she's batshit crazy. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies on this very nice Tuesday.
Hey, Tim. Hey, it's Ken Deuce in Atlanta. Hey, I just wanted to call for a couple things. I've been listening for, gosh, a little over 2 years now.
Wow.
Love it. And last week, finally bit the bullet and signed up for the sideshow.
Nice.
I got to tell you, when I got that email with my link, well, as you could understand, my deek got hard.
Deek got hard.
It's awesome. I really love the sideshow.
Great.
Pretty cool, man. I'm going to keep subscribing to that.
Nice.
I am going to miss that Big Mac every month that I'm not getting because of the Starbucks.
I know. That's all it takes is one goddamn cup of Starbucks coffee.
I'll get my key card. So anyway, the second thing, I was listening to one of the bonus episodes, which is fucking cool. Heard the Clean Butt commercial, and just reminded me of a little story my grandma used to tell me when I was a kid about a bear and a rabbit taking a shit in the woods. Bear turns to the rabbit and says, hey, do you have any problem with shit sticking to your fur? Rabbit says, no. Why? So the bear picks him up and wipes his ass with him. So, you know, just goes to show you. So anyways, hey, I actually might order one of them clean butt things because I have a problem with shit sticking to my fur. It's like fucking super glue. So anyways, hey, keep it up, man. Love it.
Shave your anus or something. Thank you very much for that very, very vivid voicemail.
Jagoo! Hey, this is the Tard Killer. I laughed my fucking ass off the other night at the newest intervention The chick that huffs the...
Oh, my God, I know. That was the greatest intervention ever. And for those of you who are following me on that ridiculous, stupid service called Twitter, I twittered about it, how I was getting excited about that show. And I'm going... I think I still have it saved on my DVR, so I'm going to try to get clips for you guys, maybe on Wednesday's show or something. Or a Thursday show, because Wednesday show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. I want everyone to hear this huffing chick, though. She's great.
The air, the spray can stuff, the air duster. Dude, you got to watch it. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh. She has the funniest voice.
Nobody loves me.
Oh, it's wonderful.
My dad fingered my butt.
I don't recall her saying she fingered her butt, but... I'll have to listen a little more closely on that.
Hey, Tim, 2 days behind, but just wanted to vote for the Shags being in the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. They really did have everything that a shitty band needed to be in the Hall of Fame. So, maybe get some other people to nominate him.
Yes. Maybe, we need to have a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame special, an awards ceremony or something.
Hey, this is Corey from Washington. Not the Corey, a different Corey. But I was just listening to Thursday's show and heard you mention gay niggers from outer space. I don't know if you've heard, but it's pretty much the Bible for an association called the GNAA, or the Gay Niggers Association of America.
I heard something about
that. Which happens to be one of the most infamous hacking, trolling, and harassment groups of all time, much like your freaks. They like to fuck with people's sites and shit.
Huh.
But yeah, you should fucking check it out.
I will.
Later.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read up about that. I did hear about the, there is some sort of organization based on the gay niggers from outer space. All right, whatever.
Hey, Tim, could you, first time caller, just wanted to say belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm about a week behind on all the things, so...
That's okay, I'm always behind.
I channel for
That's
you.
That's how the gays roll, always behind.
Mr. Hanson.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. The whole month of August is a big birthday celebration, so if you haven't gotten me a present yet, do so now. Send it off to our P.O. Box address.
And, I'm not gay, but I want to suck your cock.
Oh, well, get in line. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is he no God?
You'll always be in my heart as one of the funniest people I've ever got to see on TV. And thank you for being a friend.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, you got a bonus episode of Distorted View coming up later today. Plus, tomorrow's episode of Distorted View will be Sideshow exclusive. So if you're not a member, we'll see you back on Thursday. Now, don't know if you heard this, but Christina Applegate, who played Kelly Bundy and then went on to do some non-notable movie roles and is now in Samantha Who, has just admitted that she had a double mastectomy because of the breast cancer she was recently notified she had. So in honor of this, and to solidify my place in hell, we give you a tribute. Thank you again to Corey for this. Bye, everybody!
Breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related death among women, second only to lung cancer. Early detection, before it spreads, is essential to survival.
There is a big, kind of golf ball-sized lump.
She's lump! She's lump! She's in my
breast.
She's love, she's love, she's love. She might be dead.
I see dead people.
There was a large lump at the left side of the left breast.
Life's a bitch, and then you die.
And the whole talk now is not breast cancer. You're gonna die when God tells you to die.
She's love, she's love, she's in my
breast.
You're beautiful when you're dying.
She's love, she's love, she's love. She might be dead.
Hearing the doctor.
doctor say you have breast cancer? I mean, that's like a punch in the gut.
So in order for me to really inspect the tissue, I'm going to have you lower your gown to your waist. Go all the way around the breast tissue, feeling for any lumps, lesions, fibrotic tissue, tenderness.
I have never been as excited as I am right now.
All the way around until we get to the nipple.
Holy cow.
Good. Everything appears to be healthy and normal.
A Florida man is in jail after going door-to-door offering free breast exams. 76-year-old William Winnicott carried a doctor's bag and said the exam would be a good idea to prevent breast cancer. Police now want to know if other women were tricked.
She's in my breast.
Die, bitch.
She might be dead.
At first, I didn't want to buy another pair of shoes. I thought, I'm going to die. Is this love out
of my breast.
Un-American cancer. You are. You're cancer to this country.
Breast.
I thought it was really interesting that I have this big freaking lump.
Breast.
I have to have another mastectomy.
Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Breast. Cut that bitch out!